Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Pond Hunter broadcast from the Under the Sea Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. The Pond Hunter, in the pursuit of all things aquatic. Take a look into the world of koi ponds, water gardens, and the lifestyles of the aquatically obsessed. Meet the pros, hobbyists, and cover some no-nonsense pond advice straight from the field. The Pond Hunter, in the pursuit of all things aquatic. Here's your host, koi pond and water garden expert, Mike Gannon.
Yep. Hey, everybody. Okay, here we go. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 23 of the Pond Hunter Radio broadcast right here on blogtalkradio.com/thePondHunter. Come check it out and give me a visit there and give me a follow there. This is the first broadcast of 2015, everybody. Happy New Year. I hope you guys all had a really great holiday season. I had a really nice one myself. Kind of glad that they're over, though. I was ready to get back to the grind after a little while. Glad to be back at work in this cold northeastern weather out here. I'm your host, Mike Gannon. I'm happy to be here with all of you tonight. And to kick off the show, to kick off our new year, I have an awesome guest coming on to the show tonight. The publisher of Pond Trade Magazine is with us tonight, Laura Lee Gellis. I'm very psyched. I'm so excited. Pond Trade Magazine is one of my favorite magazines. I still look forward to it coming in the mail. It's one of the few things I think I look forward to coming in the mail these days. And Laura Lee will be here tonight as my guest. And if you want to call in tonight and speak with Laura Lee, the number is 914-803-4557. That's 914-803-4557. Be very happy to hear from you guys. If you have any questions or you just want to say hi, ring in the new year. I know it's the 14th of January, so I think I'm right on the edge of being able to actually still say Happy New Year or not. So I'm going to sneak a few more of them in there while I still can, because eventually it just doesn't make sense anymore. Not such a new year. So tonight it's going to be really great. I've been looking forward to talking with Laura Lee for a while. I met her actually in 2014 out at the Pondemonium event out in Chicago. And, I've been a big fan of her magazine for quite some time now. And again, she's the publisher. And I'll be looking forward to having her on here in just a little while. You can call in tonight if you're listening live. And if not, well, you can listen to the show anytime. You can find all of the archived shows on iTunes. Just search for The Pond Hunter or The Pond Hunter Radio Broadcast, and you'll be able to check all of them out, all the great content that we've been bringing towards you, to you, and all the different guests and different topics. So go ahead and check all that stuff out, or you could just head right to blogtalkradio.com/thePondHunter. And also there, you can find all the archived shows for your listening pleasure, and you can download these anytime. So you can listen live or listen to them at your convenience, while you're working out, while you're walking the dog, while you're cleaning the house, whatever you want to do. However you get there, however you find it, I'm okay with that. Please give me a follow, if you could. I would very much appreciate that. So how is everybody? How's the new year going for you? It's pretty cold out there, eh? A lot of us live in pretty cold areas. It seems like no matter where you live right now in the U.S., I'm in the Northeast, I'm in New Jersey, but no matter where you are, it seems like it's pretty chilly out there. I'm getting feedback from Florida, Texas, all over the place that it's kind of cold in many areas. So none of us seem to be enjoying very tropical weather right now. And hey, it's January. I guess it should be cold. And, like I said, it's cold just about everywhere that people are listening right now, and much lower temperatures than typical. I've had some really cold days here in New Jersey where I am. My pond right now is completely frozen. As I turn around and take a look at it, yep, still frozen. It looks beautiful though. I got the lights on. It's really cool how kind of the lights glow beneath the ice. I got a fairly thick layer of ice, probably about an inch of ice covering the surface, except the areas where I have the aerators going and the de-icer. But the waterfall is covered with ice. It looks really beautiful. Everybody's pond is frozen in my area right now. This is the time of year I kind of go around and do service calls and make sure that people's de-icers and aerators are working. Sometimes I have to drill holes into people's ponds to make sure that we're getting aeration in there. Just that time of year. It's really cold out. I got White Walkers in my freaking backyard. That's how cold it is. Got White Walkers running around. But my system is still running. I'll tell you that. That's what I love about my pond. I can run it year-round even when it does get to extreme weather. My aerators are bubbling away. The de-icer is plugging away. And even though I haven't seen my fish probably a little over a week or so, it's been frozen for that long. But I'm confident they're doing okay. But it is a tricky time of year. And I think if you're in an area that gets very low temps, where like where I am in zone 5, there's some things you need to keep in mind. Obviously, when things are frozen, our plants don't really need any care. I mean, those are basically dormant at this point. There's not anything going on with plants in freezing weather, except maybe some activity below water where we're not seeing any of that stuff. And our fish really don't need any direct care right now. This time of year, I think it's more a matter of just monitoring our fish. When you can see them, go out and take a look and just make sure that they're doing okay. Be sure that you check your fish when the conditions do permit. Be sure your de-icers and aerators are running. Be sure to keep an opening in the ice that's covering your pond. And make sure your equipment is running okay too. Try to be vigilant over these next 6 to 8 weeks. And before you know it, spring will be here. So we got that going for us. We got that to look forward to. But to keep all of us on the top of our pond keeping game, be sure to check out the next Pond Hunter radio broadcast. It's going to be episode 24. I'm going to be having one of my favorite pond professionals on the show, Demi Fortuna. He's going to be on. Demi is the owner of August Moon Designs out of Stony Brook, Long Island, New York, and he is also director of product information at Atlantic Water Gardens. And Demi is going to be coming on to the show to talk about winter pond care. A lot of pond keepers might completely ignore their ponds come wintertime, and knowing a bit about what's happening with your pond in the winter will make your pond more successful overall, and it'll make your pond keeping experience deeper, richer, and better. And there's a lot to enjoy about your pond during the winter and some amazing dynamics happening with your ponds that you should know about. Try to enjoy them. Demi will be here to share his insight with us and to help make our pond keeping experience more successful, even in deep winter. So don't miss out, everybody. That's going to be episode 24 on winter pond care with Demi Fortuna. I am looking forward to it. We have some stuff coming up in the industry. It's been kind of quiet over the last, month or so. Holidays and stuff like that, people get caught up. But once all that stuff kind of passes by, the industry rears its head again. And there are some things coming up. Cobammonium, hosted by Aquascape. Aquascape Incorporated out of St. Charles, Illinois. Cobammonium. Hell yeah. Cobammonium. Pond professionals, do you want to make your business stronger? Do you want to make your business better? Do you want to have happier customers that stay with you year after year? How about some networking opportunities with other professionals, top professionals in the industry? Aquascape's Cobammonium event is happening January 25th through the 30th. And it's happening in beautiful Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. So, man, not only do you get a great learning and working event in the pond industry, you get to go to Cabo San Lucas, which is absolutely beautiful. It's an amazing professional event in an amazing location. And still, time to sign up if you haven't done so, even though it's coming up very soon, June 25th through 30th. It'll be Cobammonium, baby. And I've been there. I went to Cobammonium a couple years ago. I highly recommend this event as a professional. And What a great time of year to get away to Mexico. I mean, come on, man. Fun in the sun. And if you guys want to learn more about this event, go to aquascapeinc.com. They'll have information there regarding Carbamonium, or visit the Carbamonium Facebook page called Aquascape Cabo to learn more and see what's happening down there in Mexico. Qué lindo a tener un evento por allá por los profesionales. Pandemonium 2015 is happening also. That's another professional event. This event is being hosted by Splash Supply Company, and it's happening in York, Pennsylvania. I've never missed a Pandemonium. I think I've been to all of them. It's a growing event, attracting pond professionals from around the country. It's happening February 4th, 5th, and 6th of this year. Again, networking and education for pond professionals. If you want to learn more about Pandemonium on Facebook, you can do that. And you can also contact Splash Supply Company. This is a great annual event for pond pros. Again, that's February 4th, 5th, and 6th. Spaces are limited, so make sure that you get on that pretty quick. The Water Gardening Expo is happening in February too. February 25th, 6th, and 7th. It is open to all water feature professionals. There's 24 educational seminars. There's going to be a hands-on pond build, trade show, networking. It's going to be nice hot deals and door prizes and all that stuff. And it's free. Free to attend, but registration is required. Call 866-219-3561 or just visit wgexpo.com for more information and to register. Pretty cool stuff. The industry is coming to life. It's a buzz again. The ZNA Carolinas. This is a koi club. The ZNA Carolinas is looking for new membership to their club. The ZNA Carolina Group works closely in North and South Carolina and Georgia. Check out their Facebook page to find out more about how you can join the ZNA Carolina. Their Facebook page is facebook.com/ZNA-Carolina. Let's keep this lifestyle strong, pond keepers. Let's get membership up for the ZNA Carolina. Let them know the Pond Hunter sent you. Yep, that's what you should be doing. Let's see. We're going to take a commercial break. That's what we're going to do. So coming up, stick around, everybody. We got a great show coming up. Laura Lee Gellis, the publisher from Pond Trade Magazine, is here tonight. If you want to call in, again, the number is 914-803-4557. She will be here right after a word from our sponsor, Full Service Aquatics.
Do you love your pond? Full Service Aquatics Water Garden and Koi Pond experts can give you a pond you can live with. Full Service Aquatics, an award-winning water garden, koi pond, and water feature design and installation firm, has been creating amazing aquatic environments since 1995. Got waterfall? Full Service Aquatics can make your old waterfall or pond look like new with our waterfall, koi pond, and water garden renovation and repair services. Visit fullserviceaquatics.com or call 908-277-6000 to speak with a Full Service Aquatics pond professional today. That's fullserviceaquatics.com or 908-277-6000. Full Service Aquatics, a pond you can live with. Visit loveyourpond.com.
That's right. Full Service Aquatics is the proud sponsor of this show and celebrating 20 years of service this year in 2015, building ponds you can live with and providing amazing customer experiences as well for New Jersey pond owners since 1995. I look forward to the next 20 years. Like I mentioned a little bit earlier before, I've always loved getting magazines. I'm a big fan of getting publications ever since I was a little kid. I remember waiting desperately every month for my Ranger Rick magazine as a little kid. My Mad magazine was another favorite, National Geographic, and I probably got just about every tropical fish magazine there was out there, Tropical Fish, Hobbyist, Freshwater, Marine Aquarium. I always loved getting those publications in the mail. They're always the first things that I would open. I'm still a big fan of magazines, even in this digital era. So I'm very happy to have on the show the woman who still makes it exciting to get something in the mail, and it makes it easy to find online, too. She's the publisher of Pond Trade Magazine, the Koi Pond and Water Garden Industries professional magazine. Laura Lee Gellis is with us tonight. Laura Lee, are you on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. How are you?
Awesome. I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. Little chilly outside, but I'm inside by a fire looking out at my pond, so I'm not doing too bad.
Sounds like a good spot
Happy
to be
New
in.
Year. How's your 2015 going so far?
Hey, so far so good. And,
good.
Also, I didn't realize that my editor, Peter Solaro, he freed up tonight, so he will be calling in as well. And he can have some words of wisdom for us, too.
Great. I look forward to Peter coming on. Peter will be with us tonight as well. That's awesome. So thanks so much for being here. I want to start the show right out with a question that was emailed by a listener. So the question is, let me read this. Hey, Laura Lee, great magazine. My 10-year-old koi has developed a hair-like growth under its chin. It looks like human hair about 3 inches long. What medication do you recommend?
I'm
just
kidding.
I knew
this was going to come up. You're the trickster.
I'm just kidding. That's not a question that came in. I made
right.
it up.
Good for you.
Yeah. And there's no medication you can do if your fish has human hair growing out under its chin. So not too much we could
scary.
Do to fix that anyway. No medication for that. But it would be a good idea to do an episode on koi grooming for the people that do suffer from hairy fish. Anyway, we're not talking about koi health tonight.
Are you still kidding, Mike, or there really are hairy fish?
No, I'm still kidding.
Okay. There's a fine line there. I couldn't quite tell.
Yeah, well, but no, we're not talking about koi health or hairy koi, but we will be talking about koi ponds and the water garden industry. So,
awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much for being here and kicking off 2015 with me for this Pond Hunter radio broadcast. How was your New Year's? Nice?
Very good.
Yeah.
Seems like so long ago already.
Actually,
doesn't it?
I had a, I know, yeah. Crazy. I had a very nice New Year's. I had a party at my house, and we're outside all night. I mean, it was cold, but we're outside, and we hung out by the pond all night long.
Oh,
it
nice.
Was it was pretty cool. Yeah, it was really nice. Everybody always gravitates to the pond. It's a pretty funny thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking forward to having you on the show. And I did just get my most recent issue of Pond Trade Magazine. It's another great
mm-hmm.
issue, full of stuff that, you know, for the pond industry. And it's mostly a professional magazine. I could see this being something that hobbyists may be interested in reading as well. Do you get any hobbyists who subscribe?
Yeah, what happens is the majority is a free subscription if you're in the business, but there's, a good handful, maybe about 100 people, maybe a little less, that want a subscription because they're such a hobbyist that they just are craving more information, so they pay for the subscription free.
Yeah,
so it's like
good.
$19.95 a year if you're not in the business.
That's not bad at all. I mean, for this
not
magazine,
bad.
That's awesome. That's a great magazine. It's a great price. But you've not always been a publisher. I know you've been around magazines for a while. What other type of publications did you work on before Pond Trade?
Actually, I'm an art director by trade, so I used to do Packaging Digest and the print magazine. I can't remember. Converting and Packaging Digest. I did that for 12 years with Reed Publishing, and enjoyed every minute of it. We put out about 20 magazines in the building that I worked in, and we also had different spots like in California and overseas that put magazines out too. So I was responsible for putting together 2 magazines a month.
Wow. That'll keep you busy.
That'll keep me busy.
What got you into publishing? Go ahead.
Well, be- before I worked in magazines, so I did magazines for about 12 years. I also worked at a newspaper, and I was their editorial artist. So again, kind of love the hubbub of the deadline and the excitement of getting something out and seeing it the next day or seeing it once a month, and also the glory of if you make a little mistake, oops, there's always next month.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Try not to, you know, try to be mistake-free, but it's a little forgiving. But it's just fun. It's just a fun thing. It's like putting a puzzle together each time.
Yeah. It's got to be exciting. It's got to be really exciting. What got you into a Pond and Water Garden magazine?
I was, like I said, I was working at Reed for 12 years, and one day they just decided to shut the doors, so we were all displaced workers, and about a year and a half into it, I was tired of freelancing, and I thought, hey, I can do this myself. When I worked at Reed, I used to sit near all the salespeople, and I would hear them talk on the phone. I worked very closely with editors. I sat right next to them. They were constantly in my office talking and going over things, so I had a good handle on how to sell, how to work with editors, I would hear them line up stories, how to get stories, as we would have editorial meetings all the time. So I somehow stumbled upon Tom and Cindy Graham had this magazine for sale, and I'm not exactly sure how I found the set website. It was kind of secluded that it was for sale, and I bumbled upon it, and it just worked itself out.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I remember I met Tom and Cindy a couple times at some different shows here and there. They would hit a lot of the different shows.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a pond owner too, right? Didn't you? You had you're a pond keeper now.
Right. Well, what happened is I'm a really, really big gardener, perennial and annual, and so the bulk of my yard is all flowers. So
yeah.
Once I bought the magazine, I was like, oh, my gosh, I need a pond now to complement the flowers. And it's a learning experience because how can you really know what you want to do with your yard? You know, it just went hand in hand to have a nice pond. And just I learned so much every day out there. It's just so much fun. I wish I would have done it years ago, years and years ago.
Yeah, everybody who does a pond wishes that they had them years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you were actually an award-winning gardener, from what I read. You've won awards for your garden keeping and all that
first
stuff.
Place a couple times, and I've been on featured on two garden walks. So it's lot of work, but it's so much fun.
Yeah. How's your pond doing?
It's a little icy out there. Thank goodness for the de-icer.
Do you keep
and
koi?
Aerators. I do the big fancy goldfish.
Okay, yeah, great. Do any of them have little beards?
No, they don't. I haven't had to get the razor out yet.
No hipster koi and goldfish in your pond?
No. It's just a shabunkin that's looking pretty hip.
Yeah, shabunkins are awesome. One of my favorite fish. Very colorful. So let's talk about Pond Trade a little bit. Tell me about the magazine a little bit. It's a professional magazine, and it gets published 6 times a year, right?
Correct.
Couple months it comes out?
Every couple months.
What type
of circulation? Every other. Circulation.
And what type
the
of
print,
circulation do you have?
About 4,600 go out to print, and digital is about 2,800.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, and it sounds like you have some great people helping you out with the magazine as well.
I do have good staff, yep.
Yeah, and great content. What type of content and topics can readers of Pond Trade expect to see?
Oh, you want to hear about some of the upcoming articles? Is that what you're asking me here?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah, well, working on March, April right now. And we have, well, you know, like every month we always have like the pond construction, language of koi. We have like certain things that run all the time. But we've got, let's see, we're going to have a hardscapes article. That's one of our featured articles. Kyle Brown is going to be writing that. And it's going to go into about how you, when you're selling your pond, you might as well throw in some hardscapes with it. So good topic. Let's see what
yeah,
we have.
Yeah, those can go hand in hand.
Yep. Let's see what else we have here. Lloyd's going to write about Slocum Water Gardens. He used to work there when he was in his young man, late teens, early 20s. So he's going to be writing an article about that. Let's see. We have a mystery article from Eric Triplett that's coming in. He hasn't shared the topic yet, so keeps me guessing. Why not have a mystery article? I'll know it when I see it. Also, we will have a, this is kind of fun, going to have it's about whimsical ponds. I don't know if you know Jared Tui from Pennsylvania. Saw him on Facebook. He's a pretty avid poster. He's from Ireland originally. And he just does some crazy stuff with things he puts in the ponds and real creative. So he's writing he wrote an article and some really fun pictures to go with it. So that's just a smattering of what's coming.
I follow him. I find him very, very entertaining to follow, and I love his posts. He does beautiful work. He's only about an hour away from me. He's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
I'm in New Jersey. He's about an hour west of me. Great guy. I've met him a couple times. Oh, that's cool. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, you have industry event listings, I'm sure.
Always, yeah. There's like you were going over some of the events. There's quite a few, and boy, I didn't know about the Pondominium. I didn't know about that. In fact, I pulled it up on my screen because I don't have that listed. Didn't know about that one, so I will have to put that on the book.
Yeah, that's a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you have a lot of great contributing writers, like you were talking about. I really enjoy kind of the spectrum of all the different people that add to the magazine and give, you know, their tweak to it. It's a lot of, makes the magazine fresh each month, and being able to see these different perspectives and different approaches. And some people, I mean, very respected professionals in the industry. So what are some of your favorite, not that you should have, or picking favorites, but you do have some people who contribute pretty regularly. Who are some of your top contributors?
Well, I can tell you, like, by what gets a lot of attention on the website, Jamie Beyer from Iowa. He has a lot of words of wisdom type of articles, and they're very popular. Had some really good articles from Ben Timmermans this year, like with the droids with the camera that flies around. That was really fun.
Yeah, that was very cool.
I did like a really cool article on toads and just some, and artistic photography, how to shoot your pond properly. And always some good articles from Paula Biles. She writes about various different plants. And always a good article every
amazing.
Month. She's really good, yep. Kent Wallace always has his best practices, kind of touches on a little bit each month, each issue. Find that very interesting. And
He does.
Yeah.
He writes some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. And you have some great advertisers, too. Can't forget the advertisers.
Yeah. Love the advertisers, yeah.
Yeah, and all of them on the website as well. And you've made some changes to Pond Trade as far as the website. You have a newly redesigned website now for Pond Trade. Yeah, pondtrademag.com, if anybody wants to check that out. I love the website. I read in your editorial that you were very involved with the new design, pretty much top to bottom. Tell me about the site a little bit.
Well, I wanted just to be very, very reader-friendly and easy to navigate. So I'm kind of more into simplicity. So if you notice, I redesigned the magazine about 3 issues ago, too. So I'll kind of get more of a scaled-down, simplistic, clean look, very clean. So I want more white space on there, really easy to navigate in the nav bar. So I just kind of like, since I'm a graphic designer, I designed what I wanted it to look like and then hand it off to a webmaster to do the actual work on it. So we worked very closely hand in hand. So big job, big labor of love, but I was very happy with the results.
Yeah, well, bringing it to life, you guys did a great job, because I agree. It is. It's very easy to navigate. It's a nice-looking site. which to me, I spend a lot of time on the web. It's nice to see a good-looking website. And the just a, tons of information, not just for professionals. I would almost think that the website is even a little more friendly towards hobbyists and those, you know, serious hobbyists and the interests that they have. And you have the articles tab, which gives you all the current articles in the current issue, but also everything that's archived. So it's really great. It's a great resource.
I'm glad you find it easy to work with. Great. And did you notice the new Contractor's Corner section?
I did. Yes, I did.
Towards the bottom of the page.
Yep.
I hope so, yes. And that's a nice sponsored page by Pondliner. So quarterly they're going to analyze what's been written by various people, and someone will get a $250 gift certificate towards products that they offer at Pondliner.
Cool.
So that's fun. So I am definitely looking for people to write in there. So calling all cars, that's what I'm looking for. So if anybody's interested out there, we'd love it.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. And I can't wait. I can't wait for the season to get going. I certainly intend to try to submit some stuff. And I think it's a lot of fun to get into a magazine. Hopefully it will be appealing enough to do that. There's also a section on trade news. People can check out everything that's happening within the industry, which is a really nice sort resource for professionals. Because like you said, it's even like Pondominium, you weren't aware that's happening. There's so many things that go on that the professional could possibly attend and be a part of. So it's nice to have that as a resource to be able to check out what's happening, all the different shows and events. I mean, it really is, it's great.
Yeah, like for instance, last year I popped into the National Hardware Show, and, you know, you find things that are interesting there. Like, you know, it's kind of a neat show to go to, and Hardscapes was very good, went to that last year. So, yeah, there's a lot of little niche things that aren't exactly pond but related. There's pond things there, but it's worth, some things are worth, you know, exploring them.
Yeah. And, of course, you're on Facebook as well. You have Pond Trade Magazine Facebook page. And I'm on Facebook every day. And I've definitely noticed that there's a higher profile now for Pond Trade on Facebook. I've noted your visibility is a lot higher, I think, than it has been in the past, which is nice. It's really nice to see. Are you the administrator of the Facebook page?
Yeah, that's me, putting some of those silly posts out there sometimes, yes.
Hey, you know what? They're fun. They should be silly once in a while.
That's right.
I think there's a couple of sillier
ones get the most hits. It's really funny.
Yeah, exactly. It is funny. Mm-hmm. There's some silly people out there in the industry. And you're on Twitter as well. I found you guys on Twitter. I've been following you on Twitter for a while. So if anybody wants to connect with you on Trade Magazine on Twitter, they are there as well. I didn't find anything on YouTube. Did I miss it, or is it?
No, haven't dived into YouTube yet, but have not. But and Instagram, kind of intimidating. I haven't really tried Instagram yet. Have you? Are you on Instagram?
I'm on it. I don't use it that much.
Okay.
I should probably try to get a little more involved with it. You know, all these things actually take quite a bit of time. So you can only do so much after a while. Okay, it looks like I think Peter is calling in. Let me just take, we have a caller, so let me see who we have here. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. I think they hung up.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, they hung up. Oh, well, okay.
Peter, call in.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You mentioned you went to the hardscaping show. I think you in particular, have a really interesting position within the industry, being the publisher of a trade magazine. But also, you attend a lot of the different shows within the trade. So you get kind of a cross-section of all these different shows, from, like you said, hardscaping shows to koi shows and plant shows and all that. We're going to try this again. I think we have a caller on the line. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is Kent Wallace. I was just going to call in and congratulate Laura Lee on the success of her magazine.
Oh, thanks, Kent.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know,
Kent, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
You must have heard your name a little while ago, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I'm not exactly a technical person, so it took me a while to figure out how to listen to it, which is a whole other thing, you know. But, you know, there have been a lot of magazines over the years, and you really have managed to work hard at making your magazine a success because, you know, there's a lot of other ones that have faded and gone by the wayside over time. And I think it's really remarkable that you've worked as hard as you have and managed to pull this up into what it is. So I just wanted to say congratulations.
Oh,
and
thank you so much.
Deserve...
appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's fun. And you let me write whatever I want, so I'm good.
Yeah, you go to town.
And you're right.
You know what? You've got good topics, so I trust your judgment all the time.
Yeah.
You do, Kent. I'm a fan. I read all your articles. You get some great stuff out there.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, and hopefully we can just keep it going. And like I said, I just wanted to say congratulations.
Why, thank you.
You bet. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks Bye. For calling in, Kent.
Okay.
Have a good night. Boy, I bet you're glad we were saying nice things about Kent, right?
Very
true. He's great. I haven't met Kent, but I do enjoy reading his articles. We have another caller on the line. Let's see if we can get this other caller on the line. Hi, caller. You're on the air. This is the Pond Hunter Radio Broadcast.
Mike Gannon, how are you doing tonight? It's Eric Triplett.
Hey, Pond Digger.
Hey,
what's
Eric.
Going on?
Hey, you know, I saw Laura Lee was queued up to be on the show. And I had to call in personally to tell you and everybody, all of the viewers, all the listeners, I should say, how big of a fan I am of Laura Lee. I'm a big, big fan, and I want to congratulate her on the magazine.
Aw, thank you. I'm going to get like a big swelled head here.
Well, you deserve it. You deserve it, Laura Lee. I remember the time. I don't remember the exact year or how it went down, but I remember magazines were just kind of falling away. I remember probably one of the most recognized news magazines for our industry, you know, just vanished. And it was like someone punched me in the stomach. I was watching Pond Trades magazine just get smaller and smaller and smaller. And I was like thinking at any moment it would be gone. And then what would we do? And then you came in and you saved the day.
Yeah, you really
like
did, Laura Lee.
It's like underdog.
The underdog, yeah. I mean, you didn't know anything about ponds. You didn't have a pond yourself. You took over a magazine, and now I've watched it grow and grow steadily since you took it over. And I couldn't be happier for you. I'm so proud and I'm so thankful that there's still a place where, you know, good quality content for contractors and, you know, hobbyists. I see hobbyists and koi clubs, you know, getting your magazine and getting the content. And I just think, wow, you know, I'm really thankful that. In an age where, you know, technology is kind of taking over, there's still that paperback, you know, that magazine where you can flip through and dog ear the stuff and go back and read and, you know, see people, pictures, and it's good stuff.
There's something still to be said about having something in your hand and holding on to it. So,
yeah.
Especially get that,
really
get that fresh ink smell when it comes in the mail. Woo!
yeah. Well, I definitely look forward to it, and I just can't say enough. So that's mainly why I called, just to give you a big, you know, high five. And I'm actually headed to the skate park right now with my son. But I wanted to take the time before I went on a nice little skateboard session in the pools to say kudos to you.
Thank you so much. Much
there
appreciated.
All right, guys. Hey, Mike. Keep up the good work. We're loving you. Okay.
Hey. Thanks, Eric. Have a good night.
Oh, wait.
Be careful of the skate park.
Let me give you one more thing. It's about 60 degrees in Southern California. It's gorgeous. I'm wearing shorts and a shirt, and, you know, I feel for you guys.
Yeah.
I feel
rub
for
it
you
in.
Guys. But, you know, I'm bragging
in.
A little
rubbing
bit. But, you know, I'm loving it. Loving it. All right, you guys. Have a great night. Thanks.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good
bye,
night.
Bye.
The Pond Digger. You got to love the Pond Digger.
Yeah,
we have another
digger.
Caller as well. Hey, caller, you're on the air, Pond Hunter Radio Broadcast with Laura Lee Gellis.
Is it my turn?
Yay, Peter.
This is
my.
It's me. Sorry, I'm the long sought after Peter who has been missing for the whole show. Sorry about that.
Hey, Peter, welcome. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for being a part of it.
No problem. Thanks, Mike. Great to meet you. Hi, Lorelei.
Hi.
I'm sorry I missed Eric.
And now that I got...
I heard him at the end. I wasn't sure if that was him or not. I knew it was him when he said he was going to the skate park. I figured, yeah, that's Eric Triplett.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell him that if he's got any room on his couch, I'll be happy to take him up on his offer to move out to California. That sounds great right about now. It is freezing outside.
Yeah, yeah. 60 degrees sounds nice right about now. Well, now that I got both of you on, we're going to take another call. We have another caller on the line. Let's see. We have Colin. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Lorelei and Peter from Pond Trade Magazine. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Okay. Oh, well.
Sounds
so
like they have the computer on.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to connect.
And hear the show in the background.
Yeah, we're looping through. So, anyway, let's get back to where we were. And I don't know if Peter does this as well, but you do go to a lot of the different industry events. And you go to a little bit of everything, whether it's hardscaping, fish, aquatic plant shows. Tell us a little bit about that. To me, that just sounds like a whole lot of fun. I'm sure when you're traveling, sometimes it can just be a job. But do you enjoy that part of your work?
Oh, I do. I love to travel, and I love meeting new people. So, yeah, we're talking about, like, you know, going about six shows a year. So it's not too tiring. It's just an adventure. I like it.
And, you know, Lorelei does such a great job of keeping her ear to the ground, I think. I know that a couple of people that maybe when Ken called or somebody mentioned, you know, she has such a rich background in publishing, but not as rich of a background in ponds. And she just hit the ground running. Diving into these shows, meeting the right people, learning. And she's really become such an expert in such a short time just by being part of the community. You know, she dove in head first, so to speak, and she really does the due diligence of trying to get a sense of what's happening because it is such a rich community. I mean, so many people are so passionate about what's happening with ponds and water gardens, and Lorelei really is out there keeping her ear to the ground.
Yeah, there is no shortage of passion.
And Peter's in the thick of it because he reads and edits every article that comes in, so he's very knowledgeable.
That's right. Talk about trial by fire.
We should quiz Peter and see if he knows anything about skimmers or hair on the koi.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Peter, koi.
If a koi develops a 4-inch beard, what do you do?
I think there's actually a koi shaver that Eric Triplett is in development on. We should ask him about it next time.
Yeah.
The pond trimmer, not the pond skimmer.
The pond trimmer.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's great. There's just a solution for everything these days, even a hairy fish.
But I tell
what
you,
are your
Mike,
favorite
that's one
shows?
That...
Sorry,
oh,
go ahead,
sorry.
Peter.
I was going to say, that's one thing that really surprised me about this industry. I had no idea the depth of the passion that people had for ponds, for koi, for aquatic plants, water gardens, swim ponds, you know, whatever side of the fence you fall on that issue. But people are very passionate and very knowledgeable. I mean, people have been doing this for 30, 40 years, and they have really built this industry from the ground up. And so it's been amazing for me just as an editor to come in and be reading all these stories and learning month after month. Just there's a wealth of information out there from very knowledgeable people.
Yeah, there's some very knowledgeable, talented people out there. And the passion is intense, and which is very good, I think. Obviously, you know, being a professional in the industry, I like seeing that intensity because I want the industry to be strong and to be around, and you need people to really care about it in order to do that. And there's just no doubt. And I think Facebook and other social media platforms give us a window to peek into just how passionate people are about these things. And you're right, Peter. They can be passionate about fish, maybe even a specific type of fish, or specific type of plant. Paula Biles does a great job. I mean, she's great with plants, but she's great in promoting the lotus plant. You know, that's what comes to mind when I think of Paula Biles, although I know that she is very talented with many other plants as well. But it is very interesting. Are you a pond keeper, Peter?
I'm not. And unlike Laura Lee, I'm not as tempted because I've read so many of the information about how much work it takes. That's the thing I learned first when I was editing all these articles. My goodness, you know, there's a lot of things you have to get just right. And I think that's a lot of the joy for pond keepers is tweaking things, making sure that the bacteria levels are right, making sure you have the right plants and animals. But, you know, I'm relatively recently married, and I still love golf, and I just don't know if I have time to be a pond keeper.
Yeah.
give it a couple years. Hey. You'll
right.
want one.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to have priorities, and maybe you can find a way to combine the two, make a little putting green with a pond on your property or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how the boy would feel about me chipping into their habitat, but we'll see.
Yeah, creating a hazard, a koi hazard. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing, and you're right. There are some people's passion even goes to the equipment. They do. They like to tinker with the equipment and have these, you know, amazing, huge setups and, you know, different types of filters and every type of filter and every piece of equipment. I love it. I love seeing all these things that all these people go through to enjoy the hobby. I guess it all eventually kind of filters back to fish and plants because that's really why everybody's doing this. But, yeah, it's amazing to see the depth of the interest and how broad it is. Like how many different types of topics all tie back into water gardening. And it's been with us for so long, just as, you know, it's been with us since antiquity. So hopefully it's not going anywhere anytime soon.
No,
but,
that's
it's funny. You know, one of the things about the magazine, and I don't know, I guess I'm correct, and Eric Tripletti even touched on it, is that the magazine for a while, you know, some just disappeared. Some got very thin and lightweight, but Pond Trade seems to actually be bulking up a little bit and pretty substantial. I love it. I love seeing that. I have it in my hands right now. I like having a nice heavy magazine to go through.
Yep.
It's awesome. You guys are doing a great job with that.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think that's in large part due to the fact that Laura Lee, as I mentioned, she's tireless in being out there in the thick of things. She wants to know what's happening. She wants to know where the events are. She wants to be there. She wants to be talking to people who are knowledgeable and hearing what they have to say. And so there's no danger, as long as there's passion in the industry, I think there's no danger of Pond Trade thinning out because, you know, she's got her nose right in the middle of everything. She wants to know what's happening and be representing that in the magazine.
But I also need all the people to contact me to tell me what kind of articles they want or to say, hey, I'd love to write something for you. So, I mean, right now I'm filled up through, up until July, August, just jam-packed with enough articles to run. So it's great that people are just coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, I'd love to write something. So keep up the good work, everybody.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'd love to hear that. So when you're going around to these different shows, you're doing, you know, half dozen a year. So what have you found a favorite type of show that you like to attend? Tell us a little bit about the shows that you see.
Well, I would say, you know, the favorite would be that are just really more pond focused, which would be Pondemonium and Water Garden Expo, because then it's just all about ponds and seminars connected to them. Those are just wonderful. And last year I was able to go to the IWGS, International Water Gardening Society show, and it was out in Colorado, and that was fabulous, too. Just learned a lot there, and just we took tours of different places with great botanical gardens with water ponds and lilies. Really good, really, really nice show.
Yeah, I was announcing that show on here for the announcements and stuff, and the more I announced it, I was like, boy, I'd really like to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounded tremendous. So that's on my short list to hopefully be able to attend one of those.
And talk about people that are passionate. They are passionate about plants. Wow. And super knowledgeable.
Yeah. Yeah. I had not too long ago as a guest, I had Charles B. Thomas, who was the founder of the IWGF. He was on. And, I mean, the passion runs deep. It runs very deep. And all, it's almost ingrained in people. It was interesting where you're talking about the history of water gardening, 20th century. I mean, we didn't go too far back, but, you know, in the 1900s. And a lot of these things are family businesses that are multi-generational. And it's really interesting. It's an amazing industry, and it's a really exciting industry, especially right now. It just seems like there's so much going on. We have new TV shows that are being created. It's almost like a whole new genre of television is developing right in front of our eyes. You know, we have The Pool Master with Anthony Archer Wills. We have Pond Stars with the guys from Aquascape.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's at least two other guys who I'm aware of that have things in the making. I'm not sure what the status is, but it really is really interesting. What do you guys think of the new TV shows that have come out?
Well, I definitely watched Pond Stars. I thought it was very well done, very interesting, and it's too bad that it's not continuing, but I think it just really,
yeah.
I think it boosted the interest in people. I think it was great.
Yeah. And it opened a door. I think now that door is open, you know, they may not have gotten their second season, but I doubt it's the last that we've seen of Pond Stars, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're going to see more water garden and koi pond-related content on TV. I even see little glimpses of it here and there. I mean, I see koi in car commercials. I see all these different little things where it just pops up here and there, and to me, those are all indicators. Those are just kind of like flags for the industry that we are, you know, we're kind of permeating the modern American psyche, and I hope it's going to be a really good thing. I've been very happy about the shows. I think the two that are out there right now have been really well done. Anthony Archer Wills, I'm pretty sure, got a second season that he's going to be coming out with, or Pool Master, which I wish they called it Pond Master.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, what can you do? Those are the TV guys. Yeah, so it should be interesting. I think the future of our industry is very, very, very bright. Where do you see the industry heading over the next couple years?
I've just noticed it just seems like things are picking up in general, which is great. Peter, we were just talking about this a little while. I think I'll let you take over a little bit here, too.
Well, yeah, one of the things I noticed is that we seem to be on the brink of something, not just in terms of popularity, but in terms of best practices, in terms of regulation potentially. As the industry gains attention, it also gains, you know, people thinking, hey, maybe there needs to be a little bit more oversight on what's happening here. I know that as much passion as there is in the industry, that can sometimes lead to discrepancies and disagreements about how things should work. And, you know, if you're on forums, you sometimes see complaints like, hey, I do, 60% of my work is fixing the poor workmanship of some other guy who doesn't know what he's doing. And so you've got half of the crowd saying, hey, we need to have some best practices in place. We need to see people being held accountable for the work they're doing. And then on the other side, you see people saying, hey, we don't need the government or whoever else telling us how to do our jobs. You know, so in many ways, there are a lot of little, I wouldn't say controversies, but definitely points of contention in the industry. And I think that's going to be a defining point of the future. We're going to see more attention paid to those issues. I think we're going to see some decisions getting made for better or for worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well said.
And I could see all the points that you're hitting on. I could see those coming to fruition where there's a little more regulation. And best practices will be developed as well. It's
right.
A tricky thing, though, because there's so many ways to, and that is actually a point of contention, I think, in a lot of these forums. There's so many ways to build ponds and to go about pond keeping. It's a pretty broad subject that people a lot of times do try to pin down to be one specific thing, and it's really not. I go, when I'm out in the field, I see everything. I mean, every type of pond imaginable, above ground, below ground, semi, you know, above ground, and every type of liner from plastic to vinyl to EPDM concrete, even tarps.
Tarps.
So it's,
wow.
Yeah, it is a tricky thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it, especially, you know, if it does become very popular and mainstream, which I kind of hope it will. I hope it'll just keep gaining and gaining popularity. I think it's a great hobby. I think it's a great lifestyle. It's one of those hobbies that appeals to anybody, whether you're 2 years old or 92 years old. And I think it's a great family hobby, which this country could probably use, where, you know, it's something that you can keep. A lot of hobbies take people away from their homes and take people away from their families. And this is a hobby that actually can keep people at home and can keep families engaged. I think it's a great thing. It'll be very interesting to see where it all goes. So that's going to be really interesting. So the
one
future
thing
looks
a lot
bright.
Of our writers have. Oh, absolutely. One thing a lot of our writers have written about is just that almost innate love of ponds that all people seem to have. Something about the water, something about the plants and the wildlife. There's something that's just inherently soothing about it. And like you, Mike, I suffer from social media-itis, where, you know, I could spend my whole day checking to see what's happening on Facebook. And I think that ponds are a welcome respite from that. You know, it's natural. It's outdoors. It's communal if you're there with your family, like you say. I think it's kind of just what the doctor ordered for we pixel-heavy, sunshine-avoiding Americans these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
It is. They're healing and they're soothing. They really are. I find some of, my best ideas come to me when I'm sitting next to my pond at 11 o'clock at night feeding the fish. You know, it really is. It's stimulating in that respect. So, I think, we have some good things coming up for us in the future. And I think Pond Trade Magazine is a big part of that. It's a great publication. I think you guys are doing an amazing job with the magazine. You've made it fun to kind of hang out by the mailbox again, waiting for my magazine to get there, which I've been doing since I'm a kid. And, I want to thank both of you for coming on tonight and kicking off 2015 with me. It's the first show of the year. It seemed appropriate to spend it with Pond Trade and to talk about the magazine and what we have to look forward to in 2015. And thanks both of you guys for coming on tonight and spending some time with me. My pleasure.
Thank you, Mike. It's been a real pleasure. Really, we enjoy it.
Likewise. Thank you guys so much. And let's look forward to a really successful 2015. And thanks again for coming on tonight, you guys.
And Mike, are you going to play my
yes.
song request?
I'm not at the point where I can do requests yet. Otherwise, I would be doing. I'd be doing Love Shack.
That's right.
Oh, we have to sing it.
Well, no. What happened is, Mike said that. Oh, and if you want to sing a song, I'm like, you got to be kidding. I'm reading this in the email. Really, sing a song? And today he tells me it was a joke. So I haven't quite tapped into his humor yet. So, whew, we're off the hook, Peter. But I did ask
you
to play Love Shack instead of the song he plays at the end of the show. But
and here I was preparing my Love Shack voice. You're having
oh,
a party
man.
And all you're invited. Love Shack,
hey,
baby.
Don't let me stop you guys.
We should have had a prompter out with the song in front of us so we could
right.
sing it, right?
Yeah.
No, but I will end the show with a pretty cool song if you guys are still around to check it out. But thank you guys so much. Happy New Year. I know it's a little late, but Happy New Year to both you guys. And let's look forward to an awesome 2015.
Wonderful.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mike. Happy pondering.
Happy
yep,
pondering.
Me too. Yep. Thank you guys so much. Happy pondering and have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Peter. Yeah, that was great. That was Laura Lee Gellis and Peter from Pond Trade Magazine. Really great people. A lot of fun to have in the industry. They're making the industry vacation. And you can visit Pond Trade online at pondtrademag.com. And, of course, you can subscribe to it and get the physical magazine every other month. It's a great magazine for a great industry. And I think there's a lot of content in there that hobbyists would enjoy as well. And for 1995, holy cow, I mean, that's great. Six magazines a year just full of great articles, great information, beautiful photography, all sorts of great stuff inside there. Definitely one of my favorite magazines. On Trade, right here, folks. Thanks, Laura Lee. Thanks for Peter. That was a real fun way to start out the new year. Do any of you listeners out there make resolutions for 2015? I know some people don't believe in them, but I do. I think the beginning of a new year is a great time to try to make improvements in your life or with your pond. You got to start somewhere, so why not the new year? And I have a resolution for you listeners. So if you've not done it already, make 2015 the year you reach out to your local pond professional. Chances are you have one closer than you think. Reach out to your local pond professional this year because it can be hard for them to find you, the pond owner. I'm a pond pro, and I'm amazed that I find people with ponds right in my local area who I just, you know, I kind of figure I would know everybody who has a pond, and they just keep popping up. So reach out to your local pond professional this year. And believe me, they want to connect with you. Pond professionals really don't have many friends. They could use a friend. No, I'm just kidding. Pond professionals are wonderful people. I'm sure they have plenty of friends. But I want you to reach out to them not because they're lonely, but because because you're a pond keeper. And you should try to connect with your local pond pro as a resource. In most cases, their advice is going to be free. And I'm sure they'd be willing to come out and talk to you at your home as well for a consultation. And when you have issues with your pond, you can't take your pond anywhere for someone to look at it. It's nice to have someone local who can be there quickly if need be. So reach out to your local pond professional in 2015. It's the year of the local pond pro. It will benefit both of you guys. So, hey, on the last Pond Hunter Radio broadcast, episode 22, the last show of 2014, I did a year in review show. And the Pond Hunter Radio broadcast is almost a year old. In March, it'll be 1 year broadcasting. I've been having a lot of fun doing the show so far. If you all want to check out episode 22, it is the year in review. I gave a rundown of the year's shows, and there's been some really great guests, some really great topics. When I went and started looking back to prepare for the show, I was surprised myself. There's been so many great people who have come on. So if you want to hear the rundown on all of them, so you can choose which shows to listen to, it's all there on the Year in Review show. And I'm planning to keep the great content coming to you. I hope you will all continue to tune in as we move through 2015. So try to get out and enjoy your ponds, everybody. Even those of you in the colder zones, it's only, it's a frozen wonderland, only for a brief period of time. So try to get some photos, get some pictures of those ice formations, of your waterfalls, of your ponds. Send me your photos. Send them to Pond Trade Magazine. If you want to send them to me, my email is mgannon, G-A-N-N-O-N, at fullserviceaquatics.com. You can also connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. All of those, just go to facebook.com/thepondhunter. Same thing with Twitter and YouTube, /thepondhunter. My company's website is fullserviceaquatics.com. Why don't you guys stop by and say hello? And some reminders, Cabomonium is coming up January 25th through 30th down in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Pondominium is coming up February 4th, 5th, and 6th. The Water Garden Expo coming up in February 25th, 6th. And I think that's it. And support your local koi clubs too. The ZNA Carolinas is looking to boost their membership, like I mentioned earlier in the show. So please support those guys. They would be happy to have new members coming on. Now, I'll be tweeting out, I made a new photo album on Facebook, if you go to the Pond Hunter page on Facebook, with some really nice winter pond photos. I hope you guys will share your photos with me as well. And if you want to check that out, give the page a like while you're there. I have a winter pond care video on YouTube if you want to check out the Pond Hunter YouTube channel. And you can give me a follow there. And the Love Your Pond blog at loveyourpond.com/blog has a bunch of winter pond care blog posts to check out. You can subscribe to the Love Your Pond blog and have it delivered right to your email. And all of those items that I just mentioned, I'll be tweeting out into cyberspace from my Twitter page as well, twitter.com/thepondhunter. I hope you guys will all give me a follow. And, of course, you can check out the rest of the Pond Hunter Radio broadcast episodes on iTunes and blogtalkradio.com/thepondhunter. Thanks for being here tonight, everybody. Happy New Year, if it's not too late for me to say that. And I will be leaving y'all with a song, which I try to do at the end of every show. And let's make 2015 the pondiest year ever, everybody. Thanks for listening, everybody, and thank you for Kent Wallace for calling in, Eric Triplett for calling in, and Laura Lee for being my guest, and Peter Soloro for being my guest as well. Have a good night, everybody.
Welcome to the Pond Hunter Broadcast. You have been listening to the Pond Hunter Radio Broadcast on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Mike Gannon, the Pond Hunter. In the pursuit of all things aquatic, broadcasting Wednesday nights on Blog Talk Radio. The Pond Hunter, keeping it pondy for the aquatically obsessed.
Keep it pondy, yo.
Keep it pondy.
I will.